All right, Mr. LaTulip, long time since you've been in Victory Lane. And what's the ironic thing about that with this car?
It's been a rough couple seasons for us for sure, but I knew with Dan Denny and Jim Lucerto, this was my best shot to get back in Victory Lane. And the funny thing is, I got an offer to drive this car this week, and it was the same exact car we won with 7 years ago. So this car's always been a good car. It looks like it's still got it for sure.
Yeah, you felt pretty comfortable right from the get-go.
Yeah, I was a little nervous, you know. You see the 13 and the 1 starting third and fourth, and, you know, they've been so fast all year. But we went out and we did those little warm-ups at the beginning, and I knew they'd have a hard time. Dan Denny made all the right adjustments for the feature, and I knew we were pretty good.
So what's the story with your car? Are you going to keep your car? Is it something up for sale? I know Mark mentioned, I'm not going to throw anything too heavy on you at one time here, but Mark mentioned he was going to come back next year with a two-car team. He didn't really mention any drivers. Obviously, Anthony would be, I'm sure, one of them. Anything you've looked into yet or even talked about?
We haven't really talked about it yet. I hope this is a pretty good audition for myself. We'll see. We'll keep the car for now. We're going to put Ricky in it next week, and he's a heck of a wheel man. He was a good kart driver. They're doing pretty good in the micros this year. So
the 27 you're talking about?
Yeah, the 27. We're going to keep the 27 for a little while, and we'll see what happens.
What about the 00? You going to be here in 2 weeks for Classic?
Yeah, we're going to have the 00 here for Classic. I'll be back in that car. You know, the car was pretty good tonight. I think we'll have a good chance.
Would you like to thank for your victory tonight?
You know, I really got to thank Jim Lucerto first off. He got me back into it. You know, I was sitting in the grandstands last year watching. He got a hold of me in the off season, and Mark Castilla, Bonnie, they felt me out off season. You know, they gave me this ride, which is an awesome ride. My dad, my mom, grandparents, and all my sponsors. You know, I'm DR Motorsports, Castilla Lawn Care, GTB Inspection Services, FFB Race Chassis, hashtag Team Safety 33, Logan Duffield. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them guys.